I think things happen for a reason. And recently I've just been having conversations about something that's important to me and about something that, I don't know, it's just been on my mind and my heart a lot recently, like the past like week recently, and talked about on the my last podcast with Diego, when we talked about religion and asked him like, what was the most important thing in this chapter of his life? And he talked about his relationship with God. And we talked about that on the podcast. And then the next day, one of my friends sent me a Bible verse, and me and this friend talk a lot about kind of like finding our purpose in life. And the Bible verse he sent me was talking about like, don't try to find your purpose through the world, like find it through Jesus. And while he texted me that, I was sitting at our living room counter with my other roommate, and I asked, and I read the Bible verse to him, and I asked him like, what does this mean to you? And we talked about it there for about an hour. And then a couple hours after that, I went to the gym, and I was in the sauna, and we walked in the sauna. Me and this one kid just walked in the sauna at the same time, and it was just me and him in there. And I just felt like called just to ask him. I literally just stopped, and like, we're sitting there, and he had his headphones in. I was like, yo, bro. I was like, tell me something good that's happened to you recently. And he just started like rattling off. Like it was awesome. This kid was a senior in high school at, I believe it was Sequoia. And he just started like talking about it. He's like, yeah, he's like, actually, dude, he's like, that's awesome you asked that. I just started like boxing lessons. I was like, why'd you start boxing lessons? He was like, well, I just have a lot of built up anger inside of me, and I don't really know how to like relieve that anger. He's like, and I knew that this wasn't good for me, and I just started this because I wanted to do something to get out of my head. I was like, dude, that's awesome that you can recognize that and you know how to kind of solve that at this age. And he's like, yeah, and I've been kind of struggling with my relationship with God. I was like, really? I was like, how so? Tell me more about that. And he's kind of started opening up and talking about like what God was with him. And he asked me, he's like, are you religious? And I was like, I am, dude. He's like, that's funny you asked that though. I was like, I've had three conversations today about the difference between God and Jesus. I was like, and that's something that I'm kind of struggling with right now. And it bothers me that I am struggling with that. I was like, I believe that God is the highest power. There's no one above God. I believe God created all. I was like, and I don't know why, but like, what's the difference between God and Jesus? Is Jesus God, or is Jesus a complete separate entity and has the authority of God? Is like, what's the Holy Spirit? Is that different from Jesus when we feel compelled to do something? And one thing that's been guiding me recently is my buddy Jordan. And he was on the podcast about 2 months ago in the summer. And I remember he kind of broke it down to me like this, and I really liked it. He was like, God does not want your perfection. God doesn't care like how hard you work. He just wants your yes. So whenever you feel called to do something, whenever you feel compelled to do something, whether it's go talk to somebody, whether it's just to pray about somebody, whether it's to ask somebody to pray for you, God just wants your yes. And I believe like that's the Holy Spirit. Like we kind of know what's good and what's bad. And I had questions about. It's like, so what about kids that have never known Jesus? Like, what about the kids that have never even heard of Jesus? And I think that, I feel like the Holy Spirit is in all of us. I believe that they might never hear the name Jesus, but like that Holy Spirit will like let them know there'll be an opportunity in their life where it's kind of like presented to them in any way. I don't know which way, how. It could be through nature. It could be through another person. It could just be like something just comes to them, like a vision or a dream. And like they know, oh, there's something out there. Like there's something bigger than me that I want. Like there's something fulfilling. There's something more than this life that I'm living now. I think that that'll happen for everybody. And that's where I get like, so, and I know in the Bible it says like, Jesus is the only way to go to heaven. But like, what if you never have the opportunity to know Jesus? Like that Holy Spirit, is that Jesus? I don't know. Dude, that's just been something that's been rolling around in my head. And it's been good, dude. I've been talking to a lot of my friends about it, and it's opened up really good conversation. And I like learning about this, and it makes me feel good because, you know, no one has like the correct answer. Like no one really knows exactly. Everyone that I've talked to, it's kind of been a little bit different of how they view it. And it's made me feel good. And like knowing that I'm not the only one that has these questions. And I do want to improve this. And I said it with mine and Diego's podcast, but the prayer that I've been praying a lot recently is like, God, like I am lost. Like I don't, like it bothers me that I have these questions because like I want to, and I do believe in God. I truly do. It's like, but it bothers me that like, I don't really like know exactly the difference between like God and Jesus. And I'm like, my prayer, what I've been praying is like, God, like use me as someone that is lost and wants to find you. Like use me for other people, for someone that is lost to find you, to show other people like it is okay to be lost. It is okay to have doubts right now. Like that is natural. But to still be trying to pursue you. And that's what I've been praying is like, God, use me as like a study. Use me as an example for someone that is lost that wants to find you, that wants something more than this life. And I had a good conversation today with Blake, a phone call. And he's the one that sent me the Bible verse. And we've been talking about this because we've been talking about like finding something that we are passionate about, finding something that is fulfilling. Because we both got done with sports and now we're both doing the same job right now. We're both selling sporting goods. And it's a cool job. Like it really is a really cool job. Like all we do is ride around, you know, and like just talk to football coaches, baseball coaches. Like it's sick. It is pretty cool. But there's more to life than just that. Like there's more to life than just like work. And he was talking to me. He's like, dude, he's like, I have a really good life. He's like, I wake up, like I work out, like I'm blessed to be able to be healthy and work out and enjoy working out. And then I go and work at a job that I like. He's like, but I just feel like there's more. He's like, if I died today, he's like, what do I have to show for it? And then I talked to my buddy Luis earlier this week. I was on the way to the gym and I checked in with him and see how things were going. And he kind of opened up to me. He's like, dude, I quit my 9-to-5 a couple months ago because I felt like there was something more for me. I wanted more freedom. I wanted to do something more fulfilling. He's like, quit the 9-to-5. I started this online sales job. He's like, and I do like it better than my 9-to-5. He's like, but dude, I'm spending 8 hours behind my laptop screen. He's like, I thought it would offer me more freedom. I thought it would be more fulfilling. He's like, now I like it better than my 9-to-5, but my part in this whole process is not really fulfilling. It's like, I just feel like there's something more out there for me. And he's like, and I feel like I'm just one person away. He said, I feel like that opportunity, that relationship is just right there. And it's going to take me to the next level. He's like, I don't know what that really looks like. He's like, but I believe that opportunity, that relationship is just right there. And I'm just so close to it. And I was like, hold it right there. I was like, hold that train thought right there. I was like, you're not the only one. You're not the only one that feels that way. I know you're not the only one that feels that way because I feel that way. I talk to my other friends. They feel that way. They are right there. They are one relationship away, one conversation away, one opportunity away from changing their life. And like me, like I'm lucky enough to like, I do have a job that I like, and but like I have this podcast and I do find this like, I love this. Like I am on fire for this. It is like sports for me. And that's what Blake and I were talking about. He hasn't found anything since sports that just lights him on fire. Like this shit lights me on fire. So I am blessed enough to recognize that, oh, I do have something that I want to pursue. And then I told him, I was like, dude, like I'm right there with you. I just got done playing football in school at Kennesaw a year ago. I was like, I'm working this job now that I like with my dad that I like, but like, I don't find it very fulfilling. Like, I don't see myself doing it for the rest of my life. I wouldn't want to do it for the rest of my life. It's like, I have this podcast that does light me on fire, but I feel like I'm kind of plateauing. Like, I don't really know how to grow this thing. Like, I'm doing all of this by myself. Like, it's just, it's a lot. Like I'm struggling with the editing, like I'm struggling with the production, like the filming, like the past fucking 5 podcasts, like my phone's quit filming. It's just like, I don't really know how to grow this thing. I want to do this shit full time, but I don't really know how to do it. I just don't. Like I need help. And I don't really have that person in my life right now to help me. It just, God has not presented that opportunity for me yet, or that relationship for me yet. I was like, so I know you're not the only one that feels that way. So I started to think, okay, you're not the only one that feels that way. I feel this way. I know that there are others that feel this way, that feel that they are literally just like one conversation, one person away from changing their life. So I started to literally ask myself questions. I was like, okay, how can I kind of shorten that time frame of where I'm at now to where I want to go? Relationships. Okay, how can I create relationships like that in my life now? Like, it's hard to find and create new relationships when, you know, it's hard to find community when you get outside of college, when you get outside of sports. Like, it is hard to find new people, especially people that are on the same path, on the same journey as you. It might not be the exact same, but like-minded people that want the most out of life. And I'm blessed, dude. I have the best friends ever. And that is the reason why I am the person I am today, is because of my friends. Because I try to get into groups that are better than me, that push me to make me better, to make me want to be better. So I was like, okay. And I was talking to my roommate, Jake, and I was talking to my friend, Luis. I was like, why don't we create our own community? I was like, why can't we? And we started to ask ourselves, okay, well, the excuse we're giving ourselves of why we can't create our own community is because, well, we have a lot of things going on, like our schedule is busy and we don't have the resources to do that. I was like, yeah, I agree with that excuse. That's the excuse we're telling ourselves. I was like, so if we did do it, what would that look like? And I was like, well, we would probably text the majority of my friends, text like the running groups that I'm in, and go to a place like Sam's Warehouse, the Cold Life, and, you know, kind of just open up the garage doors, turn on some music, and just kind of hang out and kind of talk about what Blake said to me of how he feels like he's really blessed to have the life he has, but he feels like there's more. He feels like he's capable of more. He feels like God is calling him to do more, but he doesn't know exactly what that looks like. I'd get like Luis to talk and talk about how he quit his 9-to-5, took that leap of faith, and now he's doing a job that he likes more, but it's not exactly what he wants. But he knows that he's on the right track, but he wants to take that next step and doesn't know exactly how to do that. That person in his life hasn't come yet to really help him take that next step, but he knows that he's close. And I was like, I'd get up there and I'd kind of tell my story and how I feel like I have found something that I like, but I don't know how to take that next step. And I started to think, like, we can do that. All I would be doing is creating another team. Creating an atmosphere that is inviting for opportunity, inviting for growth. Just get people, like-minded people in there that want to maximize their life, that want to make the most out of their life, that want to make the most of their time on this earth matter. Find something that lights them on fire. Like some people don't even know exactly what lights them on fire, but when they get around people that have found something that lights them on fire, like that shit is contagious. That energy is contagious. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a community, going to create an atmosphere, going to create a team of people, of like-minded people that just want the most out of life. And that's literally just givers helping other givers. Just going in there and talk. You don't even have to talk. You go in there and just listen. But just talk about, hey, like, this is my story. This is where I'm at. This is where I want to go. I don't know exactly how to get there. Like, I don't even know really what that destination is, but I know that there is more to life than what I'm doing right now. And maybe there could be someone in the group that can help you do that. But everyone there would have one thing in common. They want to make the most out of the life they've been given. They want to become the best version of themselves. They want to, when the book is, you know, said and done and it's been written, they want to look back and be proud of the life. Be proud of the experiences. Be proud of the relationships that they made. And it's literally just with community. And I feel like that's the best way to maximize your potential, is to get around like-minded individuals that want the most out of their life, because that shit is contagious, dude. That shit is contagious. When you get around that energy, when you get around a team that holds a standard of trying to maximize the most, like, you just by default will do that too. You become the best version of yourself because you are around like-minded people like that. It is encouraging. And I told some of my friends that, and they're like, yes, dude, 100%, like, we will be there. I've told about like 15 of my friends. They're like, yes, 100%. So next Thursday, that's what we're doing. We're going to go to Sam's Warehouse, and next Thursday, I don't even care really who shows up. Like, I know that I've got like at least like 10 to 15 friends. And even if it's just like my 8 closest friends, we're going to go there and we're just going to talk. We're going to literally speak our dreams into existence to the world. We're just going to like speak out loud of like, hey, this is where we're at and this is where we're going to go. And really just kind of build mental energy for us, kind of build momentum. And that's all we're going to do. Some people can talk and some people can just listen. You don't have to talk, but just to be around that energy, be around like-minded people that want the most out of their life. And that shit is contagious. So that's what we're doing next Thursday, February 22nd. And if you want to come, dude, please come. Like the more the merrier, the more just like energy. Like if you come, that's the one thing I promise you, like you will feel, you will leave there feeling like, damn, like that shit was awesome. Like I needed that. That was a little fucking like kickstart. Cause that's how I get it. Like every time I leave one of my running groups or just one of my small groups or just one of my friend groups, like I feel good. I feel more energized with life because I know that A, I'm not alone, and just B, like, yeah, like let's go, dude. Like this is a good life. Like I want more out of this life. I want to have more impact. I want to have more relationships like this. That's like the one thing I can promise you. If you do come to this, you will leave there feeling more energized, more full of life. You are going to want more out of life. And that's what we're doing next Thursday, February 22nd, is literally just getting together and just really just kind of enjoying life, but just creating good energy. So if you want to come, just, I mean, hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on whatever. If you got my number, just let me know. Like I already have probably like 10 to 15 of my friends coming. So, and if you want to invite whoever, dude, like literally, if there's no like requirements, you don't have to speak or do nothing, dude. Like it's just to go, and it's really just one big ass party is really what it is. Like you're going to go there and just leave with more friends. That's the one thing I promise. If you come, you will leave feeling more energized, and you will leave with more friends than you had before. You will leave there being filled with more life, and you will leave there with more friends than you had before. And that's the only thing I can promise. And I think that is one of the best things in life is just relationships, relationships and experiences. And I thought, why can't we create that? Like, why not us? Like, there's a lot of other people doing crazy and cool shit. There's a lot of other people doing epic shit. Like, why can't we, you know, in Atlanta, Georgia? Like, why can't us 20-year-olds in Atlanta, Georgia be able to do this? Like, we can. We're not different than those motherfuckers. Those motherfuckers aren't better than us. Like, they're not different than us. Why can't we create that here? Like, why can't we create that here? We can. We're going to. So I'm inviting you next Thursday. The only thing I can promise is you will leave feeling more energized and more full of life. And you will leave with more friends than you came with. So if you want to come, just hit me up. Just whatever, dude. Like, it's going to be fun. All right. I'll see y'all next Thursday.